Well, the Springboks take on the Wallabies in game one of their rugby championship this Saturday at Ellis Park. The Wallabies have added some big bruises for the clash, and they will be expected to carry a lot of the expectation for Australia. Taniela Tupou, Rob Valentini, Will Skelton could be crucial for the Wallabies this weekend. Springbok assistant coach Jerry Flannery says those three will be the ones to watch.
Our system won't change much, but what you do is you'll emphasize certain areas a little bit more. And I think when you bring in Tupou, when you bring in Valentini, and you bring in Skelton, they're massive ball carriers, and they can give you huge momentum, which then feeds into the breakdown narrative, and they get quicker balls. So that was obviously a big part of it. And I suppose that they also give them a little bit more of a confrontational edge outside of play.
10 past 5, kickoff on Saturday evening in Johannesburg. Staying with rugby news, the Hollywood Bet Sharks take on Griquas on Friday afternoon in Kimberley in the Currie Cup. Coach JP Peterson has made a couple of changes. The big one is the inclusion of junior Springbok star Batobile Hlakane. Hlakane starts on the flank in place of Tino Mavasere. Bryce Culbert comes in at hooker. Dion Slabbert will start at lock. Keona Iverson starts at 9, while Pascal Ikije gets a debut start on the wing. Springbok 7 star Christy Grobler also starts on the other wing. It's a 3 p.m. kickoff on Friday afternoon in Kimberley, and a must-win game for the Hollywood Bet Sharks. It's been a terrible start to their Currie Cup campaign. And then it's football to finish. Everton unveiled their latest loan signing, Jack Grealish, at their brand new stadium yesterday. The midfielders joined the Toffees looking for more game time after spending a lot of time on the bench for Man City. Grealish says he cannot wait to play with a bit of freedom again.
You know, even when I spoke to the manager, he says he wants me to, you know, in the final third, be creative. And I feel like I want to have that way about me where it's like I was before, where I had no fear. Sometimes you will lose the ball and miss chances, but then also, you know, you want to be able to play that killer pass and have an end product. So that's the main aim. And if I do all of that, I feel like I really will help this club.
So Everton take on Leeds at Elland Road in their Premier League opener next week, Monday. That's all for this hour. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.